When my editor first approached me and asked me to consider writing a book on animals who rescue, protect, or otherwise help out a human or other animal, I was hesitant. I had heard a few stories about animals engaging in these kinds of activities, but I wasn't sure there would be enough verified content to fill a book. But as it turned out, there are plenty of true stories about animals behaving in remarkably kind and helpful ways. I wasn't very far into my research before I remembered a quote that helped me decide to write this book. In her essay, A Writer in the World, author and naturalist Annie Dillard wrote, "You were made and set here to give voice to this, your own astonishment." This quote came to mind because the stories I was finding were truly astonishing. Humpback whales protecting a biologist from a shark, wild gorillas working together to dismantle poachers' snares, seals who saved a woman from drowning, and many others. If the animals in these stories had been human, they would have been considered charitable, compassionate, or even heroic. Their acts of kindness, even if unintentional, reminds us of what is best about the world. So I decided to take Dillard's advice and write this book to give voice to my astonishment. But what surprised me the most was the fact that I was astonished at all. This is the second book I have written about animal behavior, and I have covered this subject as a journalist for more than a decade, so I wasn't expecting to feel surprise. In my first book on animal behavior, Inside Animal Hearts and Minds, Bears That Count, Goats That Surf, and Other True Stories of Animal Intelligence and Emotion, I wrote about ants who recognize themselves in a mirror, magpies who appear to hold funerals, parrots who name their chicks, apes who engage in make-believe, and much more. So why did it amaze me to learn that a parrot valiantly fought off an attacker to protect his owner, or that a wild monkey tried to revive an unresponsive companion using CPR, chest compressions, and mouth-to-mouth resuscitation? Why, after learning so much about animals, was I still struck by how human-like they seem? And why was I still thinking of these behaviors as human-like rather than parrot-like or monkey-like? Writing this book made me realize that the belief in human exceptionalism is deeply entrenched, even in someone like myself who writes about animals. The idea that humans are so very different from other animals extends deep into the past and is primarily rooted in various religious and philosophical traditions. But it continues into the present in a myriad of ways, including scientists' long-standing disapproval of anthropomorphism, the tendency to attribute human traits to other species. Within the general scientific community, it has been considered poor methodology to try to understand animal behavior by relating it to human behavior, because doing so may lead to misinterpretation of evidence and data. And there's no doubt that it's important to try to understand animals on their own terms and not solely on the basis of how similar to humans they might seem. We need to be careful not to let our excitement about our commonalities prevent us from seeing them as they truly are. However, completely dismissing behavioral similarities between human and animal behavior only makes sense if we believe that there isn't any emotional continuity between humans and animals. Intuitively, this just doesn't ring true. Many people who live with animals believe that they experience a range of emotions similar to those experienced by humans, and dozens of recent studies validate this belief. Because animal emotions are manifested in behaviors that can be observed and measured, scientists have been able to determine that a wide variety of animal species, ranging from mice to whales, appear to feel many of the same emotions that humans do. In fact, after decades of research, primatologist Franz de Waal goes one step further and asserts that there are no human emotions that don't have a parallel in animal emotions. To help make his point about how animals share the emotional spectrum with humans, de Waal compares emotions to biological organs. Like organs, the emotions evolved over millions of years to serve essential functions.